This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. U.S. President Donald Trump made his first public speech since his battle with COVID-19 Saturday. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling? Good.
President Trump addressing what was called a peaceful protest for law and order from the White House balcony.
I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I know you've been praying, and I was in that hospital. I was watching down over so many people, and I went out to say hello to those people, and I took a little heat for it, but I do it again. Let me tell you, I do it again.
The president plans to hit the road starting Monday with a campaign rally in Florida. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The day after Hurricane Delta blew through besieged southern Louisiana, residents started the routine again, dodging overturned cars, trudging through knee-deep water to flooded homes with ruined floors and no power, and pledging to rebuild after the storm. At a news conference, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said so far there have been no reports of storm-related deaths, but warned the danger is still there.
We had people who were killed by traumatic incidents, whether they were falling off their roofs or they were cutting up trees that fell on them. So everybody needs to exercise a lot of caution.
Delta made landfall Friday evening near the coastal Louisiana town of Creole with top winds of 155 kilometers per hour. It then moved over Lake Charles, a city where Hurricane Laura damaged nearly every home and business in late August. Pakistan blocked the Chinese social media app TikTok, saying the company failed to fully comply with the instructions to develop an effective mechanism. TikTok is owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company, and is the third most downloaded app over the past year after WhatsApp and Facebook. This is VOA News. Mayors from the big towns in northern England have denounced the British government's latest wage support package aimed at employees and businesses that could close due to further coronavirus restrictions. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
The leaders of metropolitan areas around cities such as Liverpool, Manchester and Newcastle warned that their regions would face extreme economic hardships if more restrictions are put in place. In a virtual press briefing, the mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, said that Northern England is facing what he described as the most dangerous winter for years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to back a new three-tier local lockdown system, which could see pubs and restaurants in coronavirus hotspots in England being temporarily closed. Karen Chamas, London.
North Korea has showcased previously unseen intercontinental ballistic missiles at an unprecedented pre-dawn military parade Saturday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Analysts said the missile would be one of the largest road mobile intercontinental ballistic missiles in the world if it becomes operational. The deputy director of the Open Nuclear Network called the missile a monster. The country's leader, Kim Jong-un, made an appearance in the state's TV broadcast as the clock struck midnight, marking the 75th anniversary of the founding of its ruling Workers' Party. South Korean officials said this week that Kim could use the event as a low-intensity show of power ahead of the U.S. presidential election on November 3rd, as denuclearization talks with Washington have stalled. A senior U.S. administration official on Saturday called North Korea's display, quote, disappointing, and called on the government to negotiate to achieve a complete denuclearization.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Tens of thousands of Israelis calling on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign demonstrated across the country Saturday evening, saying he is not fit to rule while on trial for corruption charges and accusing him of mismanaging the nation's coronavirus crisis. Protesters gathered at hundreds of locations across the country due to a nationwide lockdown that has barred them from protesting at the usual site outside Netanyahu's official residence in Jerusalem. Netanyahu is on trial for fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes for his role in a series of scandals, and the demonstrators have staged weekly gatherings for the past 4 months demanding that he step down. With infections at record levels, Israel imposed another lockdown last month, further hurting business owners and entrepreneurs who have been a key component of the protests. For more, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.